from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry urges diplomatic solution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to find a diplomatic solution to the territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. The talks also will focus on cybersecurity and climate change, as well as economic matters. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew urged China to cut excess steel production that he warned is distorting global trade.
From the United States' perspective, if we got the whole world to meet high standards on the things that we think define the best practices in these areas, it would level the playing field for trade. We would have a more stable global system, and that would be a good thing.
The economic track of the Beijing talks is led by Secretary Lew and Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang. In Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, a veteran American journalist and his Afghan translator were reported killed after coming under attack while traveling with an Afghan army unit. The U.S.-based National Public Radio identified the dead as photojournalist David Gilkey and translator Zabihullah Tamana. The 50-year-old Gilkey was one of the first unescorted journalists to enter Afghanistan after the 2001 terror attacks on the United States. Sagal Salad Osman, a Somali female journalist working for the state-run radio and TV, was shot and killed in Mogadishu. The assailants fled the scene, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. She's the second female journalist to be killed in Somalia in recent months. Al-Shabaab claimed that they carried out that attack in December. This is VOA News. Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians as they attempt to flee fighting between the Islamic State group and Iraqi government forces in the city of Fallujah. That according to the Norwegian Refugee Council. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the Muslim group since January of 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides, with the only remaining area unclaimed being the western bank of the Euphrates. In Syria, dozens of airstrikes believed carried out by government and Russian warplanes struck rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces pushed closer to the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. Indiana University analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says the capture of the city and surrounding territory could cut off supplies and recruits to the Islamic State.
For the Kurdish militias in particular, even though they are allied nominally with Arab militias fighting the Islamic State, they need that one territory, one corridor to link their areas east and west of it. And so they are on the cusp of creating an uninterrupted territory in northern Syria that they could conceivably, where they could conceivably create a Kurdish state.
Mr. Sino says that would be strongly opposed by neighboring Turkey, fighting Kurdish demands for greater autonomy. Muslims begin observing the holy month of Ramadan today and the first sightings of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and study of the Quran. President Obama offered best wishes to Muslims around the world on the occasion of Ramadan. The body of boxing legend Muhammad Ali has arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Local resident Hamza Shaz paid his respects.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Mr. Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won three heavyweight boxing titles. Today marks the the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion along the French coast by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. About 160,000 Allied troops landed on the beaches of Normandy on June 6th of 1944 in what was the largest sea assault in military history. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.